other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already the 29th day of December 2008 and the waning days and hours of 2008. He has a long gray beard. He swings side to side. The year will soon elapse and it will die, and a fresh new year will be ushered in. Thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up in 2 hours, we have Kevin Ryan, the engineer who worked at Underwriting Laboratories, who found out that Underwriting Laboratories had done internal tests and found that Tower 1 and 2 and 7 couldn't have fallen the way the government claimed. He then wanted to go public with that information. They told him that he wasn't allowed to, but then he did. He did go ahead and go public, and so they fired him. So Kevin Ryan joining us for a full hour coming up in 2 hours. And then we have the young student joining us who was banned from wearing a 9/11 truth shirt at his school. Also, his public school, his government training camp, has big chapters in his textbook about world government and how wonderful it is. But then when he said he was against world government, he was told that the textbook and the article basically didn't exist. So classic mind control, classic cognitive dissonance, and doublethink. And his YouTube videos have gotten hundreds of thousands of views as he resists within the re-education camp known as the public school. So I believe you pronounce it Wanick, Robert Wanick, joining us coming up. And then in studio, Tommy Pallotta. Tommy was in town. He lives over in the Netherlands now part of the year with a film company over there. He also lives in L.A. part of the year. Good friend of mine. You know, he produced Waking Life, A Scanner Darkly, and quite a few other movies, but those are two that I'm in. And he's been working on some documentaries as of late. I thought we'd have him in dealing with the new media and where he sees, because he's a speaker around the world discussing new media and technologies. So I thought we'd have Tommy in here for 40 minutes today in the last 40 minutes of the broadcast. In the next 2 hours, though, we are going to have open phones. I've got a lot of news I'm going to be covering. Obviously, the India-Pakistan situation. They almost went to war last week with the two armies mashing on the Kashmir border. Of course, you know what started up on Saturday is the massive Israeli bombardment of the 1.5 million people living in the Gaza Strip. I'll be going over that. It's as if a switch was flipped and wars just mushroomed across the globe. We're seeing fresh conflict in Somalia, fresh conflict in Sudan, fresh conflict in Asia, many different areas, not just Central Asia. On 8/8/8, we saw the NATO-US-Israeli-backed sneak attack on Russian forces in South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Why is this happening? We'll go over it coming up in this hour, and taking your calls on what you think the most important stories were of 2008, what the most overlooked stories were versus what was reported on, and your predictions for the first year of Barack H. Obama. We'll be taking calls over the next 3 days into the new year and then into the first day of the new year here on this radio transmission. We will also be live today in the third and fourth hour, full 2 hours, at PrisonPlanet.tv. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you'll be able to watch that live stream. We've also added now a flash format, and it's really a high-quality download that we offer when the show's over. So if you're not watching it live, there's a flash download and a Windows download, and we've really got the encoder tweaked. So it looks really, really clean and clear and crisp, and we're planning to even upgrade that with an even higher res download for members at PrisonPlanet.tv. But in T-minus 1 hour, 55 minutes, 10 seconds, we'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, the radio transmission continues. You found it, the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday that I wanted to get Ed Asner on the show to comment on Barack H. Obama, who's flip-flopped on everything he said he'd do against war, police state, warrantless wiretapping, NAFTA-GATT, and, because Ed Asner is a big anti-war guy, and so I was intending to have 2 hours of open phones, but he just called Ed at his house, and Ed said, "Today's as good a day as any. I want to come on right now." So Ed Asner is on in 55 minutes from now. But we're still going to have open phones. You can respond to what you think is coming up in the next year. What do you think Barack H. Obama, the puppet, is going to do? We'll cover all of that. Obviously, we'll be talking next hour a lot about the war. This is how I see what's happening between Israel and Hamas. It's tribal warfare. But Israel is going to, any way you slice it, come out as the bad guy here because, you've got people throwing rocks at tanks. You've got the Gazans firing these Katyusha rockets that are glorified Estes rockets. They do kill people, on average about a person a week, but it's more of a harassment type situation. You know, more people die every week in Texas from hitting deer on the highway than... You can literally pull that statistic up and die in Israel from Katyusha rockets being shot over the border. And then you have to look at the way the Gazans live. 1.5 million Palestinians in an area about twice the size of the District of Columbia, mainly desert, and hilly kind of badlands type topography. And you've got them herded in there with Israel for years, shutting off food, medicine, water, money. And Israel's argument is, well, they use that money to get weapon systems, or people are smuggling arms in, and that certainly is happening. But the image of all these tanks lined up and all this artillery lined up and of F-16s and F-15s and helicopters raining bombs and missiles down on crowded populations, and the images of now over 300 dead, over 1,000 injured, and that's last night's numbers. Every time the numbers come out a day later, it's double that, so it's probably 500, 600 dead, probably 2,000 injured. Nobody knows. This is tribal warfare. It is always going to be going on. And the same thing is going on between Pakistan and India. The difference here is that Pakistan and India both have nuclear weapons, and they've been massing troops on their borders, threatening to attack each other. So why suddenly is this happening? Why suddenly Israel and the situation in Gaza? Why suddenly the heat between India and Pakistan? Why did the United States, through their puppet in Georgia, launch this sneak attack on Russian forces? And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just reporting the facts here. You know, I'm not on the side of the Ruskies. I'm not on the side of, you know, the Pakistanis, the Indians, the Israelis, the Palestinians, any of these people. Because there is no side in this. The New World Order is manipulating all of this chaos and this crisis. And it's the same thing that we saw in the 1970s, where the PLO was the dominant force and was having real political effects worldwide on Israel and pressuring Israel to give up land that it had taken during the Six-Day War. And so what did Israel do? And this is in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post. You can just Google Israel founded Hamas, and you'll find the mainstream articles from Israel. Israel founded Hamas as a radical Islamicist counter to the quasi-secular PLO. Because when you look at what the CIA and MI6 and Shin Bet and Mossad have done as a policy for 50 years in the Middle East and Central Asia, is to radicalize Islam and to use radical Muslims to go in and assassinate or overthrow or block secular Palestinian or Arab groups. So I really don't shed any tears for Israel when their little creation, Hamas, is running around firing these tinker toy rockets. And I mean, militarily, they are tinker toys. They're unguided. They have a small munition in them. 99% of the time, they don't kill anybody. Now, if you're that 1% when it falls on your school and kills, you know, five kids, it's not fun. And it certainly is a serious issue. But, again, why did Israel go out and create Hamas, a bunch of wild-eyed individuals? Well, because they didn't want, I'm not saying PLO's legitimate, Yasser Arafat, you know, just is a, it was a real piece of work and clearly was assassinated. The point is that historically that's what's happening. Now, they didn't just create Hamas to counter the PLO. They created it mainly to counter, later it developed, the Shiite-backed, also founded in the early 70s, and then later backed by Iran by 1979, Hezbollah. Now, Hezbollah is a serious fighting force, though it is religious-based, Shiite religious-based, and in checkerboard formations, swearing to fight to the death, they defeated the entire IDF 2 years ago. All the tanks, all the nerve gas, all the artillery, all the cluster bombs couldn't defeat guys who were dug into foxholes, sworn to fight to the death with anti-tank weapons. and Israel got defeated. So why is Israel deciding to strike right now? Well, because politically they got a bloody nose, and the aura of invincibility of Israel, no army is invincible. I mean, Israel has a surprisingly successful rate of winning, but they lost against Hezbollah. That's Iranian-backed. That's Shiite. And now the news is saying that Iran is backing Hamas. Now, that's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. Those two groups are at each other's throats and are constantly killing each other. That's like the media saying that Iran is backing al-Qaeda when the White House publicly has three al-Qaeda groups attacking Iran continually. They're Sunnis, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Wahhabist sect out of Saudi Arabia. Look, I'm not going to go on all day with a history lesson here. It's just they're counting on the American people being ignorant in all of this. And Israel is doing this because of bribery scandals, corruption scandals. They've had a bunch of things on the order of Blagojevich over there with people taking armaments bribes and bribes from the prostitution rings and bribes from the ecstasy rings. And, you know, it's all come out that about half the Knesset is on the payroll of the mafia over there, just like our government's on mafia payroll. And so they got an election coming up in a few months, and this is an election event. This is an election event. I mean, did they do precision strikes against Hamas and the Katusha rocket pads? No. Are they doing precision strikes up against their border? You know, are they killing, you know, a few of the rebels here and there? No. They are bombing the daylights out of the main infrastructure, the police stations, the government buildings. They are further destroying that country, the Gaza Strip, that area that has been under siege for decades. And that is the greatest and oldest form of total war, is siege. And so I have to say that though politically the hotheads of Hamas are playing into the hands of Israel, firing their bottle rockets, firing their 4th of July, souped-up 4th of July rockets, I mean, if they politically would not be violent and would just speak out, Israel couldn't get away with what they're doing. But see, Israel is slick at propaganda compared to the Arabs. I mean, remember 2 years ago the images of the Israeli police going in and beating settlers, Jewish settlers, with billy clubs, splitting their heads open, knocking their teeth out, bulldozing their houses? That image was sent worldwide out to make Israel look bad for not allowing the settlements to expand. And then people said, oh, leave the settlers alone. See how that propaganda worked? I mean, this is just classic propaganda. And look, I wish all these people would just live in peace. But you know what? Since David killed Goliath, you know, the Philistine, who is that? That's the Palestinians of today. These people have been killing each other for 3,000 years. It isn't going to stop, okay? They've been killing each other for 3,000 years because when the Israelites came out of Egypt, folks, the promised land was not empty. And there were their genetic cousins running around all over the place there. And they've been killing each other ever since, and it just isn't going to stop. And it's a real shame. But that's all I can really say on that issue. We'll talk about it with Ed Asner coming up in about 40 minutes. I want to come back and take phone calls at 800-259-9231. Cash-strapped states weigh selling roads and parks, Associated Press. Remember, over a decade ago, I made America Destroyed by Design 11 and a half years ago. And in that film, I said that when the bankers decided to call in the national debt, which they fraudulently created, that they would take our roads, our ports, and our national parks, because I could read the executive orders. I mean, that's why everything we say comes true, because we're just going off the documents, and the documents are in the film. Well, here it is. They're just handing America over like we're a third world nation. We'll get into that. Also, a great story out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, where Homeland Security is arresting U.S. citizens for marijuana at Homeland Security checkpoints all over the state of Washington. total violation. So they're finally covering months after the alternative press did the Constitution free zones.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 29th, 2008. Gold opened at $876.20. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $901.88 or $15.94 for the half ounce and $225.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $901.88 or $15.94 and $225.47.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Barack says Israel is in all-out war with Hamas, right as Rahm Emanuel gets into the White House as the chief of staff, right on time. Former IDF soldier, we now have IDF soldiers as our White House chief of staff. Why not just have a completely foreign government? Just have it right out in the open. And Kurt Nemo's got a big special report up there with a huge news blitz. Basically every article there is out there in YouTube clips of all the carnage up on Infowars.com. Israel's been accused of massive war crime atrocities. Well, they are fighting people with caveman technology. It is, there's no way to put perfume on a pig. So Israel accused of massive war crime atrocities. It's a Paul Watson article from PrisonPlanet.com. Another story from Kurt Nemo, conflict between Pakistan and India, realizing Iran's plan for World War III. They've got that heating up over there with both sides building up for war. Also, the government searching the Internet in near real time for terrorists. They list terrorists as people like architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. And they're openly announcing a huge plan to start censoring the Internet. We'll get more into that later. So that's some of the news we have on that front. Again, coming up today on the radio show, we have Ed Asner to talk about Barack Obama and his betrayal of the people and all these wars popping up from Georgia to India and Pakistan to the West Bank. Then we have Tommy Pallotta and Kevin Ryan also. Tommy Pallotta will be in studio. But I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls now, and then later in the hour I'm going to get into cash-strapped states way-selling roads and parks. Ah, yes, I have some comments on this. And the bankers will buy up all the infrastructure with fiat currency that they had the private Federal Reserve issue them. And so guess they're going to use our tax money to buy up real infrastructure, and then we get to pay the taxes on the money that was given to the foreign banks to take over our property. We get to pay to be slaves and have our land taken, and then we get to pay taxes on the roads to the foreign companies. So you pay in taxes so they have the money to buy your roads for pennies on the dollar, and then you pay them again. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by. Let's talk to Kazakh in Jamaica. Kazakh, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, today I'm going to be... What?
Sir, you know, I've told you twice you're on air. Go ahead. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
I'm going to be... Yeah, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you. I mean, we're on the air together right now.
Okay, good. So what I want to bring up here today is I'm trying to find out if you, did you get my emails?
I get a lot of emails. You've called before. I think I saw one of them about black people being the true Jews and white people being the seed of Satan.
Yes,
that's your email.
Did you read it?
You're an intellectual giant because you can hardly string a sentence together here.
All right, sure, whatever.
Listen,
but anyways,
and let me guess. You're going to tell me that those aren't real Jews in Israel right now. Those are devil people. Is that what you called about today?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I know. You've called before, sir. I've read your email. I've scanned over your email.
Yeah, but you know what? This is, you know what? The main thing that I'm calling about, you had a guest on about 2 weeks ago. He said...
Was he a devil person,
you
too?
Guys, I don't know. I don't know who his genealogy.
Did you know that I tuck my... Hold on. You know I tuck my tail into my pants.
Yeah. This is the topic I want to talk
about. Did you know I do have reptilian eyes and I do have a forked tail?
You know what? Woe unto those who laugh now for this.
I know. I'm a devil seed. Right? Yeah. Hey, listen, I appreciate your call. I really heard enough from you, okay? When you can not call in smoking 14 ganjas... I know you're sitting there with a giant spliff right now smoking it. And, you know, you're laid back going, oh, man, I'm God. I'm God. I've got dreadlocks. I'm God. Marcus Garvey, I'm God. Good. Look, you're just like the Nazis. You're just like the Zionists. You're just like every other group. You're just like Mecha and La Raza that say they're the God race. You know what? I love every human being out there. Black children, brown children, red children, white children, yellow children. Now, do I like the horrible, evil people that try to teach them to hate people because of the color of their skin? Yeah, I can't stand those people. And, you know, regardless, I understand that Solomon went off and married an Ethiopian. I understand that only 30% of the people in Israel are really originally from the Middle East. I understand about the Khazarians, all of that. My point is, sir... that I am not going to get down in the Ku Klux Klan's level or your level. So go ahead and tell me I'm an evil white devil. Go ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
There are Asian groups that say they are the supreme race, that God smiles upon them. Some of the Japanese warlords kind of distorted some of the shogun philosophy, the samurai philosophy, and said that all the other Asian groups were under their control, subhuman, that was some type of religious rite. We've got all these other groups. And you know, meanwhile, I'm trying to fight the globalists, fully conquering us, fully taking us over, fully enslaving us. And I've got the white supremacists hating me. I've got the black Israelites hating me. I've got the Mecha, La Raza, race. That's what it means, the race. For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And I say, you know, I'm against all of this infighting. The New World Order is ruling over us. And one group says, Heil Hitler, we're going to kill you, Jones. And the other group says, Hail Marcus Garvey, we're going to get you, Jones. And the other, you know, I mean, I'm just sick of it all. It's idiotic. I know it feels good to say you're number one and you're the best and you're the chosen people. And you look at what that gets you over there with Israel right now. So, I mean, I'm just completely sick of it. I am so tired of it. Oh, man. Randy in Canada. Go ahead, Randy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Randy. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First of all, I'd like to thank you for all the great documentaries you've put out. I just ordered three more off your website. I'm excited to get those in the mail.
But none of that matters because I'm a white devil.
Well, because I've heard that guy on the show before.
Because I have a pink skin, like some type of mole rat. I am like some type of cave creature. I am of the devil. And it's the same thing. If your dog's got pink skin, you know, on his belly, he's of Satan, sir. and you know, and according to the white groups, if your dog has black skin, he's a devil dog, too. You know, it's a dog, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care if it's got white skin or black skin. And if it's got white skin or black skin and it's a human, it's a human. But you can't tell that to these jackasses.
I believe these people are missing the point of this whole fight that we're involved in right now. It's not about this or that or who you are or what color your skin is. It's about the freedom for everybody. But the question I'd like to ask
but
you is...
But you are an evil white person, so shut up.
The question I'd like to ask you right now is, amongst all this chaos that's going on in the world, where is the North American Union and Amero going at this point? Is it going full steam ahead, and is the Amero going to come in, or are they going to skip the Amero and go to a cashless society?
Okay. The Amero and the Phoenix, and I appreciate your call. It's a big question, so let me answer it, Randy. The Amero was proposed in a paper by the Council on Foreign Relations, and then they've had some pundits on television the last 5 years propose going to a North American currency called the Amero. In Forbes magazine and in Money magazine back in the late 80s, they proposed, in two different issues, a Phoenix currency worldwide. Whatever it's named, the point is the big private central banks that are orchestrating the collapse we're seeing, they want to get rid of local sovereign governments setting their own currency values and rates. They want an international body to set the standards and the rates. Now, we've seen the big central banks orchestrate the world crisis we're in, and then they propose out of that crisis, as we said they would, a private group of banks at an international level under treaty agreements setting the price and value of the world's dominant 10 currencies every single day to a global set unit. But that doesn't mean it's fairly set, you know, set at one level or raised or lowered together. It means that the private central banks, who, by the way, are in the stock markets and in the derivatives markets, manipulating currencies and making profits off of it, it allows them to rig it all to their benefit and their benefit only. So, see, everything's a rigged game. They don't have to follow any rules on investment. Everybody else does. They get to, you know, have fractional reserve leveraging 30 to 1, 50 to 1, 100 to 1. The citizenry can't do that. It's called money laundering, or it's called counterfeiting. And it's the same thing where, and then on top of it, you will buy your carbon taxes from them. So to explain how globalization happens, we are under the North American Union right now. It's what degree of it. You know, they signed a deal back in the early 1990s to expand the hemispheric trade agreements. Then they signed NAFTA and GATT in 94, which clearly is a European Union-style agreement. If you look at how the European Union started in 1957 under the Treaty of Rome, when they signed that agreement, they said, well, really, under the Treaty of London, 1949, we've already been in a European Union. And then now they brag 50-something years later. They say, oh, yeah, it was secret all along, and we didn't admit to the public that it was really a union until the late 90s. And then now that Europe, France, and the Netherlands, and Ireland, and other countries keep voting to want out of the European Union says, no, you're not allowed to get out. In fact, we're going to expand it on you, whether you like it or not. So it's the same thing. Just like they denied there was a European Union until about 98. And they said, you know what? These trade deals really were bringing you into a union. And then people argue, well, a union is just the next step in society. No, it's not. You know, the argument goes, well, first we were hunter-gatherers in bands that were just migrating around. And then we were agrarian, and then we set up city-states and then nation-states and then empires, and now it's global government. Well, you can argue, you know, that's the next step, kind of the predictive programming of Star Trek and things along those lines. where, well, global government's just the next step. Well, is there a debate about do we want a global government? No. There's not even a debate about what kind of global government do we want if we decide we want one. They just say, sit down and shut up. It doesn't exist. While they openly announce it and openly set it up. I mean, it's just complete mind games that they're playing. So the reason they want global government more than anything is so there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, where they have complete control, where there's not, quote, tax havens. The big private banks don't like people running to Luxembourg or running to Monte Carlo or running to the Bahamas or running to Dubai. They don't want the commoner to do that. They have it set up where they can. They call those tax havens. They want to come in and with global government, force the U.S. to have an 80% tax rate. That's what the Ex-Im Bank wants, International Bank of Settlements, the OECD. They all call for that. But more importantly, they want to be able to set up the new rules. You see, when you set up the new global government, you can set it up where you're the boss and where your institutions are in control. And so they said back in 1974, the Trilateral Commission public documents set up by Zbigniew Brzezinski, Jimmy Carter, and David Rockefeller, they stated in there that they would, by the year 2000, they're a few years behind, as you can see, have these global currency battles and have a world economic meltdown. And out of that meltdown, they would then bring in 10 regional currencies under 10 kingdoms. It's also in the Club of Rome and CFR documents. But then within those 10 regions, those would be divided into three super regions above the 10 sub regions. And now they propose, just exactly as they did 34 years ago, they propose this the year I was born, 34 years ago, about to be 35. But the point is, 34 years later, they come right out in hundreds of publications and say to the world, well, we've got this global banking crisis. There wasn't enough regulation, so we need these big private central banks to have governmental power when they are the private central banks that engineered this and orchestrated all of this. I mean, on its face, it's a fraud. And they openly say in Pentagon and Ministry of Defense documents that they work for the private banks and that Wall Street and the Bank of England and the City of London openly rules the earth and that they are going to take everything the people own, your land, your parks, your roads, your infrastructure, everything, and that they are going to deploy troops in the streets of America and England, and that they will use mercenaries and foreign forces. It's all public now, and that you will pay your carbon taxes and have regulators in your home, in your office, micromanaging every facet of your life, and they're going to hire millions of these lazy, do-nothing, know-nothing, ne'er-do-well, moron, bankrupt slobs to come in like parasites and enforce on us and suck everything out of the productive who have always been the enemy of the parasite elite because we rival them. Because they know a challenge to their hegemonic monopoly of power always springs from the middle class. So they are engaging in predatory actions to dumb us down, break up our families, destroy our capital base. Just like a male bear will come into the female's cave, come into the female's den, and will smell the babies and will kill any male cubs. That's what the government does when they target boys to put them on Ritalin and Prozac. They have handbooks. It's declassified. We've covered it here with top educators, former head of policy, Department of Education, where they said 60 years ago, we've got to drug and target leadership males. Who are they? They're aggressive. They raise their hand a lot. They talk a lot. They're popular. Drug them. Hurt them. Sterilize them. Get them. Because real eugenics isn't just about killing the low IQ or the genetically inferior and all that other bull. It's really about targeting rivals to the elite. And just like a bear comes in and grabs that baby bear and kills it, he comes up, he smells the male, and he just goes, that's what they're doing to America right now. And it's the same thing. What does a male lion do? Why do the females stay in those prides and protect the babies? Because the males will rush in like any big predator mammal. You know, some species of predator whale will kill baby males or injure baby males because they know he's going to grow up big and strong. That's what the government's for. That's why they put fluoride in your water. They savage you with wanton abandon. They savage military attack, military, military, military. Just like they're attacking Gaza right now, the New World Order military attacks you every day with the food and the water you drink, and they do it with wanton abandon and nobody stepping up to stop them. You look at wolves, which, of course, is our favorite domesticated animal because they're very similar in their troop or pack psychology to primates, to bipedal creatures. And what does a dominant wolf do, especially when the pack gets large? It goes in and it picks out the little male puppies that look strong, that look big, that have show a lot of energy, and it tears their guts out. So, America, you're having your guts torn out right now. You understand that? You understand? That's what's happening to you right now. And I want to say something, and I'm going back to your calls, to the FBI, the CIA, to police, to all of you. You work for a system that loves betrayal. You work for a system that is anti-American and is sworn to destroy our sovereignty, our way of life, our free market, and everything that's been good about this nation. And all those years that the law enforcement publications, hundreds of them, saw one issue, what, 6, 7 years ago of Law Enforcement Technology and Weapons, I believe is the name of the publication. We covered it, showed it on air. And it said in there, oh, police, if you see somebody with a Get Us Out of the UN sticker, they're probably a terrorist. Go ahead and arrest them. And police chiefs, support your officers going ahead and just arresting this person for no reason. Try to find something on them because these people are terrorists and they believe in a false conspiracy about a new world order and none of this exists and they're lying anti-American scum, basically. And you've got the FBI memos and training manuals that say gun owners, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, super patriots, we're terrorists. Then we have FEMA training videos of them teaching police and firemen and sheriff's deputies that the founding fathers were bad and that gun owners are bad. I mean, that's in my film Road to Tyranny. Firefighters sent me that video out of Kansas City. And then I was sent SWAT training by separate federal officers. One of them FBI, the other guy was federal marshal. All the same crap. So here we were reading public UN documents, reading public announcements. We have videos of Walter Cronkite and Hillary Clinton calling for world government. Hundreds of these videos. We play them here on air, the audio. You know, they get up on C-SPAN and say it every day now. And then you go around with training manuals saying we made it up and it isn't real. I mean, as if it isn't obvious enough that we're the good guys, we're the patriots, we're the people defending the Republic and defending the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment and the Constitution and property rights, and that all of that's under attack, and that America and the West itself is turning into an Orwellian police state. And then you've got the nerve to talk about how you're the pro-U.S. patriots and how we are bad and that we're liars and that none of this exists. And then now, simultaneously, hundreds of newspapers come out and announce world government is good, new world order is good. Yes, we secretly set it up, but it's for your own good. And now you're going to pay carbon taxes to the private bankers. I mean, you could be lazy in the past and not go look up your own government documents and find out we were telling you the truth. But now it's all over the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times of London and the London Telegraph and AFP and Reuters. And the LA Times, and then you're telling me I'm still a liar as they openly take over the ports and the roads and the infrastructure, and as they openly steal $1,300,000,000,000 a month, excuse me, a week, and I as a taxpayer have to pay it back? And suddenly the IRS is auditing and sucking money out of everybody. And there's cops writing tickets and they're passing new business taxes everywhere. And 88 new taxes in New York and a whole bunch of new taxes in Texas. And raping and robbing us and cops in black uniforms running around and openly announcing the army's going to be on the streets. You know, all those years I talked about how the army was training to confiscate our guns. And then they put out government manuals saying we were liars and it was a conspiracy theory. And now it's on the news that it's for the American people. And you took the guns in New Orleans and you're taking them in Illinois right now using the army. And you know about it. A lot of FBI people are involved. You're not all compartmentalized. And you still sit there and say, you are the good guys. You are the good guys. You are the patriots. You are the people that I'm supposed to bow down to and lick your feet and just turn the whole damn country, excuse me, over to you. So you can bring in this stinking New World Order that looks like a cross between Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. So you can turn my kids into little Stasi tattletale squads and use our blood, our soldiers, to launch all these wars. You are involved in high treason. Stop mincing words. Stop playing games. Decide whose side you're on. Come in and join the American people.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
All right, let's. Ed Asner just joining us for 30 minutes, so we'll take calls after he leaves us. We got a bunch of other informative guests coming up today. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Virginia. Ben, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to say that most people who are just starting to listen for the first time may not know how all of this is possible, how they can get the money for this kind of thing, and it's all in the comprehensive annual financial reports. I watched that last night. It blew my mind. There's no doubt that they're doing this, that they're in collusion, both the Democrats and the Republicans together.
Look, it's simple. You had private bankers took over in 1913, declared martial law over the states in 1933 with the War Powers Act. The Federal Reserve in Bloomberg 2 weeks ago admitted that the U.S. is now under war powers. The private Federal Reserve has hijacked the government publicly. It's a private corporate takeover. And this isn't like some nice corporation took us over. They're totally tyrannical eugenicist. And the FBI and the police are going to follow orders. They're gonna carry it out for the crooks, because the crooks are wrapped in an American flag.
And for 40 years, neither the Democrats or the Republicans ever brought to light these annual financial reports, because they didn't want people to know that both sides were stealing massive amounts of money from
the
American
people. Let me go forward.
People.
I mean, he's a nice guy and all, city manager down by Houston. You know, he's the guy fighting the Trans-Texas corridors. But I brought up to him, I said, what about the comprehensive financial reports? And he turned red on TV, because we were videotaping it for PrisonPlanet.tv, and smiled real big and wouldn't get into that. See, I mean, that's the big dirty secret. Every water district, every city, every county, every one of them has this double set of books.
I could be wrong, but this is the majority of the wealth in this country.
No. It's about 80% of it now. They've been taking 65% on average of school district, water district, every fund, city, county, state, federal, all the agencies, and investing it in offshore banks. And by the way, that's not for your pension funds, city workers, county workers. This is separate. This is what the national security state is all about, robbing you, taking everything you've got, and then now we're to the point of the Ponzi scheme's over. But instead of Ponzi running off to the hills with a bag of gold, he's now going to bring in the next phase, total domination. Anything else, sir?
No, that's about it, but that's where it's at. That's
absolutely.
Right where it's at.
Absolutely. And all the spooks out there, there's a story up on Infowars.com. I've been asking the guys to do a story about this for a few weeks. They finally got around to it, and I appreciate Kurt and Emma writing a story about it. First person to point it out was Derek, one of our sales guys. Here at the office, he said, hey, I'm getting emails on YouTube. When you YouTube Alex Jones, CIA.gov pops up as an ad. So we typed in every other thing you can imagine, other Patriot leaders, nothing. If you type in military or you type in Alex Jones, the only two searches you type in that get it, you get a CIA ad. Why are they trying to recruit people that watch my videos? Or is it a psyop to associate me with it or something? You see, folks, they want to tear me down because they know that I'm an archetypal meme or archetypal image now of resistance and liberty. And so they can destroy my name and destroy my image. They can then make people not feel like they can be leaders or that they can take action. They're afraid of you modeling yourselves after our info war, which I'm not claiming is perfect, but is the most effective out there, and becoming even greater than we are. And so they want to muddy the waters and make it all about Alex Jones. I think that's part of it, too, just to, like, intimidate people, to create a controversy. But there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You, not just YouTube ads owned by Google, we're now noticing with Google Ads, if you search Alex Jones or you're on a page about Alex Jones, there's CIA ads and Google ads. Unbelievable. So just amazing. All right, we're going to come back with Ed Asner and more of your calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.